This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A second blackout has hit Caracas, Venezuela, after a day of dueling rallies between embattled President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido. Caracas residents gathered in streets to escape their hot apartments. National police patrolled and blocked certain main avenues, but the situation remained calm. The blackout followed a day of competing rallies between embattled President Nicolas Maduro and the opposition leader, Juan Guaido. Guaido told supporters that he, together with members of the opposition-controlled National Assembly, would conduct a nationwide trip of mass support. Across the city, Maduro said that Guaido is a puppet of those who want to overthrow his government. Saturday's power failure was the second this week after one Thursday plunged the city into darkness and then eased about 24 hours later. The blackouts heightened tension between the bitterly divided factions, which accused one another of being responsible for the collapse of the power grid. Nigerians went to the polls Saturday to choose governors in 29 of 36 states in Africa's largest democracy amid reports of heavy military deployments, attacks against electoral facilities, and a few areas and at least 8 deaths. Turnout appeared to be slow. If you are OA Hausa reporter.
Voting started very late, maybe around 9, 10 in some places. But notwithstanding, there are people that came out for the election. But to be honest, there is still low turnout of people compared to the last election that was held in Lagos.
And just like the country's presidential election, Saturday's vote was postponed by a week and a last-minute decision, as the Electoral Commission cited numerous logistical problems in a country of about 190 million and poor infrastructure. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization denounced a deadly attack Saturday on an Ebola treatment center in eastern DR Congo. Gunmen attacked the center of Butembo, North Kivu province, earlier Saturday, killing a policeman and wounding a health worker, the latest in a series of attacks. WHO Director General Tedros, speaking after his four-hour visit to the clinic, told reporters that the violence in the region was undermining the early progress they had made in fighting the outbreak.
As you know, we're at a pivotal moment in this outbreak, and all partners will not relent until we put an end to this outbreak.
The facility reopened last Saturday after an attack by the gunmen the previous Wednesday forced its closure. French riot police used water cannon and fired tear gas on yellow-vested protesters in Paris Saturday, the 17th straight weekend of anti-government demonstrations. As during previous demonstrations by the movement, the protests began at the top of the famed avenue, looped through both sides of the river before ending at the top of the Luxembourg Gardens on the left bank. Marches were also held in numerous cities around France, which has a long contingent of yellow vest protesters. Protests began in November against an increase in gas taxes, but have become a movement against French President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies, which the protesters say favor the wealthy over French citizens who are ordinary. Italy's ambassador to Pakistan confirmed the deaths of two missing European mountain climbers, the world's 9th largest mountain. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Ambassador Stefano Pontecorvo tweeted that the search for Italian Daniel Nardi and Briton Tom Ballard ended after a team confirmed that silhouettes spotted at a height of about 6,455 yards were those of the two climbers. Pakistani army helicopters with four rescuers had searched the mountain for days. Nardi from near Rome had attempted to scale Nange Parbat in winter several times. Ballard was a son of British climber Alison Hargreaves, the first woman to scale Mount Everest alone. I'm Zaria Shakili.
U.S.-backed fighters say they could soon resume an offensive against the Islamic State group in the last area they control in Syria, a small village near the Euphrates River. Syrian Democratic Forces commander said the SDF expects the operation to be over in the coming days. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.